concerns on your part, or is there more optimism?
No, it's complete optimism at this point. I think healthy, we're one of the best defenses in the league on paper, you know, and now we just have to go out there and put it all together and show what we can do. But, you know, obviously, you know, making big changes is tough, but I think across the board, we're better at every position, and, you know, we just got to go out there and prove it.
You feel like it's
sorry, Paul. That's okay. He just said he's better than Justin
Tucker. Don't start.
Do you feel that the defense is? I mean, a lot of the talk about the team in this offseason, I don't know how much you've heard, is about the offense, the new offense, this and that. Do you think the defense, in a way, sort of gets overlooked in a way in that?
That doesn't matter. I mean, being overlooked or being overhyped, I think it's completely irrelevant, because there's been years when we've been overhyped, there's been years when we've been overlooked, and what really matters is how we come together and how we play on the field. You know, like, I hate to break it to you, but, you know, what you guys write doesn't really have that big of effect on the field. The main thing is that you guys communicate to our fans what has happened or what you think is going to happen. But if you believe in us 100%, we don't go out there and do it, that doesn't change anything. And if you talk down about us and we go out there and we prove it, then that, you know, that means that we are better than what you guys said, you know? So the most important thing is living up to our potential. And I think we have the ability to do it. Obviously, on the offensive side, when you have a new coordinator, there's some growing pains, and they have to figure it all out. But on the defensive side of the ball, we can stop every single thing that a team could throw at us, and we could win a championship that way. The Ravens proved it. It's possible.
34 sacks last year. How much does it matter to you guys to get that number up?
For us, it's in, you know, this row right here, and in our D-line room, that's the most important thing. You know, it's been said, you know, we need to get pressure on the quarterback, not just get him to move his feet, but we need to get off the field on third down, and that's our responsibility. We don't look for anybody to blame any of that on. We'll take 100% of the credit, so we'll take 100% of the blame. Last year wasn't good enough, and we're ready to get it done.
What leads you to say that you can be one of the best defenses? You have one of the best defenses on paper, mm-hmm. if you stay healthy. Exactly why?
Because I've been here for a while. I've seen teams that came in and were possibly overhyped. I've seen teams that came in and were overlooked, like you guys said. And together as a group, when you look at the way guys are playing from up front, middle, and the secondary, it's there are impact players at every level, and we have the ability to go out there and to dominate from the beginning to the end. It's just, like I said, it's a matter of putting it together and making sure that we stay healthy. That's something that you can't always control. But you can control your effort and your enthusiasm, and that's what's going to win us games.
You looking forward to this season in particular?
Yep.
Yourself? I mean, you're in a bigger role, right?
I mean, I've always had kind of a big role, but, you know, being the focal point or being, you know, put in there, you know, from the beginning of the season, it does change things a little bit. I'd be lying if I said it didn't. But the most important thing is I want to get a championship out of this year with this group. You know what I mean? I think that we have the ability to do that. And when you're winning, it's fun. You know what I mean? It's fun for everybody. Last year, at the end of the year, it just wasn't fun. You know, like going out there and you know, not getting your best on the field and then having the outcomes that we did, that was about as low as it gets in terms of being a professional for me. So I want to go back to having fun and winning. And the only way you can do that is if you start with the end goal in mind, which is winning a championship, and you go out there and do it.
How much can you build off last year with the way you guys, I mean, second half of the year, defensively, you played better. Mm-hmm. You obviously have a bunch of new guys here, but how much is it possible to build off that, or is it just completely new slate?
No, it's possible to build off of it. I think we've done the most of, you know, taking what we learned from last year already, and that's just being in tough situations, being down. You have to remember that you can always get out of it. You know, if there's still time on the clock, there's a possibility of us winning the game. And that's so when we do get into a situation, which is, you know, inevitable, it's going to happen, we all stay together and we fight until the very end of the game. And you know, with Eli on our roster, I mean, there's always a chance for a comeback. You know, he doesn't have to be that, you know, that guy who's going to go out there and look to or do the flashy play or whatever, but he's effective and he gets it done when we need him to. He's done it, you know, twice in championship seasons, and he's done it in other times outside of that. So we always have to believe in him and that offense, and just know that if we do our job on defense, that we'll get a win, and that's what it's all about.
Do you place any more importance on the opening game, given what happened to you guys last year?
I think in years past, we've taken for granted getting that first win and what kind of situation it brings about when it takes a, you know, a week or two or a couple of weeks. So getting a win in week one is of tremendous importance. I mean, that's what our goal is, and, you know, that's what we'll focus on.
Do you see any difference in Tom this year, the fact that he hasn't been to the playoffs the last 2 years?
Yeah, he's anxious to play. He's definitely more intense than I've seen him before. He's back to where he was at the 07, you know, Tom, who was, you know, just 100% focused on details and not willing to let anything slide at all. He's taken everybody and holding them accountable, and that's, you know, that's important. I mean, he's always done that. Don't misquote me. Don't misunderstand it. He's always done that. He's always been effective at that. But you can see it in his eyes that he wants to win now. there's no waiting until next year, no waiting until whatever. It's about getting this group of guys right here to win now, and he's trying to do it, and I think that's going to bleed into the rest of the team.